Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
We were confused about something, and I thought today or tonight would be the best platform to discuss my confusion.
Yes, where were you confused? I think that happens often with your face, but you know.
Yes, I am often confused.
Yeah, that's the face that your face usually innately has.
Yes, confused.
Just utter confusion all the time.
But I was at the shopping centre. It was payday, mind you. So I go to the shops.
Look out! You know, payday.
You know, payday shopping.
Yeah, it's all or nothing.
Yeah, where you look less at the price tags.
Yeah,
things, right. But I was at the shops, right, having a look, and I was walking past this one shop, and I could not, for the life of me, work out what the shop was called.
Right.
Could not work it out. The logo was very vague.
Okay. And it had some sort of title that was too vague to even work out what was happening in the store.
No, I could not work out for the life of me what was going on. But I'm like, hey, I want to.
You want to work out what's going on in this store.
I was prepared to let curiosity kill the cat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you know what they say? They say satisfaction brings it back. So
okay, really?
You've never heard
so that? I could have revived all my animals with satisfaction.
All of them. Okay. If curiosity was the cause of death,
okay,
satisfaction will bring them back.
Okay.
So I walk into this store,
mm-hmm.
and I go, I still can't work out what the shop.
What's
is
going
called.
On? Okay.
What?
Okay.
Because I understand.
You didn't look at any tags or anything. Was it clothes?
Was it
pencils?
It was like what clothes, were they but it was like accessories. It was like you know scarves, bracelets, things like that.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, why don't I just pick something up?
Yeah, you know,
at the store.
I mean, you said it was payday.
I did say it was payday.
So you know, why not?
So I guess there was less hesitation. To not purchase.
To actually pick up something.
So before I knew it, I had spent $15 on this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm walking out of
this new thing around your wrist. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yes, I'm actually wearing it right now.
Wow.
Believe it or
not. It's actually pretty fancy, guys. If you wanna have a look.
Yeah, but what I realized was the person when I was at the store, I didn't ask, granted. I was hoping that it would be like, hey, welcome to
the store. Yeah.
But no, nothing like that. No. I didn't get any sort of context. I had to find out the name of the store by going in, buying something, and reading their website on the receipt.
Oh, on the www. That's a good one.
That's how I found it out. So,
wow, in block letters.
Yes.
So it wasn't. It turned out to not be a clothing store. What was it?
It was a clothing store. No, it but was the a name of the store was not a clothing store.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is already confusing.
Okay, it was some sort of block letters in a website.
In a website. So if you're ever confused, just look at the receipt.
Just look at the receipt. But, you know, granted it was payday. So, I mean, you know, you got a little bit more funds in the bank. Hey, go to, hopefully it's some sort of $2 shop.
Ooh, yes.
That you don't know the name of.
Yes.
So then, hey, you can get away with spending a little bit less necessarily.
In order to find your discovery out.
Yeah.
For evidence sake.
But if you're getting confused with the names of stores, because there's some crazy names on stores these days. I mean, they're running, I think it's because they're running out, you know?
You think that's what it
is? They're running out of names on stores, and I mean, it's just pushing to crazy land.
But I would put I'd throw our names in the hat of company namers.
Mm-hmm.
As a profession, I would love
to.
If you have a company, we will name it for
you.
Yeah. Weren't you before, Paul, about to explain to me when you were at Kathmandu? Was that the story?
yes. And I was looking to, you know, invest in some camping gear.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
We were going on that trip.
We were going on that camping trip, you know, out by the bushes.
Yeah.
Out in the trees.
We're pretty landlocked. I thought we were going to do some,
mm-hmm.
Rock climbing.
out in the wilderness.
Yeah,
you know?
I thought we would be really in the thick of it.
Some rock climbing, and I think that's what you'd really want to do out when you're camping. You know, climbing on the face of a rock.
Well, that's what I thought we were going to do.
But splunking, I think that's what the person at the place said.
Yeah, do you want to call them a professional or just an employee?
Well, they mentioned splunking, and I thought he didn't say the L in there, and it was he turned the conversation into something really that wasn't appropriate for that.
No.
Sort of, you know, it went from camping to spunking, and then I had no idea what was happening.
No, so I let him pay for dinner and I left.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's exactly what happened. And I never got back to that store.
That's right. And then he started talking about abseiling.
But was that the...
And it was some... And then it turned, and then all of a sudden we were on a ship.
That's what I was going to say. Is this the holiday where you were telling me, yep, I've got all the abseiling things... Ready, I went to the shop, I bought them, you sent me the receipt.
The hat and everything, because...
The harnesses and everything, and we weren't going abseiling.
It turned out that abseiling is not a nautical reference.
No.
And you don't need a six-pack either, so...
No. So we bought a slab for the boat.
A slab of alcohol instead of a six-pack of muscles... Because that's a lot easier to attain.
Yes.
Going to the store and buying a six pack instead of getting a six pack on your body.
I agree.
I would like a six pack on my body. That would be very enjoyable.
It would. And muscular arms.
You know, yes. you see lovely men around with their muscular arms.
And I get jealous, but I mean, you know, I gotta rock what I've got.
But yeah, that's right. And you gotta think, look, they put in the hard work.
Yeah.
They deserve those lovely arms.
I know. And then you go, I'm just going to commit to being a hairy person.
Mm. Yeah.
And you just live that life.
Yeah. And then you cry yourself to sleep at night.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.